uncensored, no holds barred talk. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Global Reality Radio Network.
Right here on the Global Reality Radio Network. And right as I say something, my mic is not working the way it should be. Give me just one second. I figured this would be one of those nights. Technology's working fine right before I come on air, and right as soon as I hit the mic, there it goes. It's all quiet. I hate when it does that. Anyway, we are here with you. It's technology. What do you expect? And welcome to another late night Moonbat edition of the Global Reality right here on the Global Reality Radio Network with me, Josh Reeves. It is, I can hear it doing it again. I'm going to have to do, it's driving me crazy. I thought we had this stuff fixed. I don't know what it is. It just has a mind of its own. But we are live here with you tonight, this morning, however you want to look at it. Monday, the 19th of December, 2011, into the 20th of December, 2011. And we are live here with you. Thanks for joining us. We're going to get into some news for you here tonight and continue our reading from the Kabbalion as well. Love to have emails from you, globalrealityshow@gmail.com. That's globalrealityshow@gmail.com. You can send in comments, questions, anything you want over there, and I'll answer it here on the show for you. So definitely never be shy to send in those questions or topics or whatever else. I'll do my best to give you all the information I have on whatever topic it may be that you're interested in. So there you go. My website, where this broadcast originates from, www.theglobalreality.com. That's www.theglobalreality.com. Tonight we are anticipating getting in the DVDs this week. We're here kind of well, we are almost not here tonight because I kind of had to make one of those decisions, executive decisions I don't like to have to make too often. But either turn the stream on and use all the money I have in my account to do that, or put out the DVDs this week. So because now I don't have any. I mean, that was everything I had in my account to turn the stream back on. We've just had. Support hasn't been what we had multiple things. We had another one of those cases where somebody said they were going to make a donation. They didn't. That screwed us over. We've had, I had to put more money into the DVDs and the production of that than I had really budgeted on and planned on. I ended up going and spending, a lot more of my own money on that, over what we had budgeted from the support that we'd gotten to do that. So, I've been waiting to get those in because the guy who did the art took longer to do it than I needed. And it really fucked me over pretty bad as far as when I wanted to get those here. But anyway, we have the Chip and Bam, the donate button. We got to get some support in here this week. The DVDs and Blu-rays are going to be here on Wednesday, which, by the way, is interesting because I finished making that film on November 22nd. I finished the day of the anniversary of the assassination of Kennedy. It's doing it again. Give me just a second here. And I had finished that, you know, on that anniversary. And then it was just by coincidence, are the DVDs and Blu-rays will be getting here in my hands on December 21st, 2011. Just, you know, a year before the alleged buy-in calendar ends. I just thought that was kind of a fitting, strange kind of thing there, that the movie itself was done on November 22nd, and the DVDs and Blu-rays are get here on December 21st. Kind of a weird, wild thing there. But anyway, our stream, the network stream, is costs a lot more now than it did previous, or when we first started the network. I had the same stream company up until about 6 months ago or so, and I switched stream companies and got, because we were having a lot of problems with denial of service attacks. They're happening all the time. We were getting, you know, they're fucking with my broadcast, fucking with the network. And so I upped the ante and bumped up and got a much better service company for the stream. And we have redundancy on the servers. That means if one gets attacked or goes down, we've got another server backup running at all times that you get with the price of this. So I had to, you know, I had to spring for that. And it costs, it was about $200 more than what I was already paying a month. So, that's gone up over the past 6 months. So we've been doing all right and getting what we need at the first of the month, but then the rest of the month, it's like we're not getting in anything in the middle of the month to get us to, you know. And I know it's the holidays, I know everybody has stuff all over, but, you know, look, I'm a person too. I'm, you know, people get this thing built up in their head where they think that somehow, you know, because people have notoriety or something, they're somehow different people. You know, I've got to buy Christmas gifts and stuff for that too, for my family too. How am I supposed to do that? You know, we put out everything for free here all the time, and we don't have commercials. We don't have anything else. And, you know, with just a very few people donating versus how many people we have listening. If we only had, if the ratio to people that supported our network was equal to the amount of people that listened to it, you know, it that wouldn't be a problem. The fact of the matter is, you know, we have way more listeners than the support for our show indicates. So where are these people? Is everybody that listened to my show just completely broke and can't help out and pitch? I mean, I understand it's, you know, it's the holidays. I think the reason we've had less support this month has had to do with the fact that you had all those Black Friday deals, right? Because, I mean, if it boils down to supporting the network or getting that $299 LCD flat screen, I mean, what are you going to do? I would suggest you go for the flat screen, you know, but that's kind of how it, you know, it breaks down for some people. But the reality is, you know, whether it's the holidays or whether it's not or whatever have you, you know, we have to continue on. And I almost was going to not do any shows this week and just let the network be down and lapse, because now I don't have money to ship out all the DVDs. And but I had to completely drain every cent in my account. I have $1.24 right now to my name. That's it. I was just thinking, you know, if you tallied up all the man hours, that's what never gets budgeted in my films. It drives me crazy. People never understand. I mean, if you actually added in the man hours that an editor, a researcher, someone who's doing music, doing the engineering, doing all this stuff, if you added up that in man hours into what I put into a film, the cost would be astronomical, be in the millions. And so, because everything we do around here is, you know, pretty, I mean, we don't have a $100,000 operation here. We're not operating out of an office building. We don't have huge, gigantic overhead every month. The little overhead that we have is bare knuckles, man. I mean, if we were going any bigger than we are now, we'd have huge overhead. And that's the problem, is that when you want to start taking it to the next level, then your overhead becomes higher. And every time I've done something to take my work to the next level, because people said they were going to support me if I did that, then when I take it to the next level, well, people don't live up to their word. People don't do what they're saying, what they say they're going to do. And I'm left holding the bag, because I've, you know, stepped the game up and got a better server, or got, you know, got something better to deliver the show. So we're not going to get hacked and taken off the air and the rest of this stuff. That's where I haven't got a private chat room yet, is because, you know, I want to get a private chat room. That's going to be It's like $150 up front to get it started, and then it's like $50 a month after that. And that's another reason why I didn't want to get the P.O. box. You know, everybody said, hey, get a P.O. box. You'll get flooded with donations. You know, oh, I'll flood you with it. You know, oh, man, get a P.O. box. That's all you got to do. You're going to get flooded. Well, that hasn't happened, never happened. I've had it 6 months now. I've got to renew it at the end of this month, and I'm wondering whether I should renew it or not. I mean, we've gotten very slim to almost nothing from that, from the P.O. box service that we have, and people asked for that, begged for that, did that. But every time I've attempted to step up the game of what I'm doing here in order to try and reach more people, we ultimately end up reaching more people and reaching that goal, but we don't end up getting, being any better off than we were before we reached more people. You see, I mean, it's just my show continues to grow and I continue to have more and more listeners. I look at my stats on my stream, and even on weeks and months where I hadn't had as many shows, the numbers are still going up. It's unbelievable. The total tune-ins that we had, I mean, we streamed, I don't know, some ungodly hundreds and thousands of megabytes last month. Yeah, I'd start doing it again. And our listeners, we were averaging about 33, 34 countries. With 33 or 34 countries on average for the countries with people that were listening, that are listening to the show. And that number has dropped. We've dropped down to only about 25 countries where we have listeners. But what I don't understand is that the number of countries has gone down. Well, the overall number of listeners and amounts of streams what we've had are going up. It's insane. It's also, so I guess more people are listening in fewer countries, but more people are listening overall. So it's just wild when I look at these statistics and stuff like that. So, you know, I guess that's why I've been dumbfounded by the fact that, you know, more people know about my work and are aware of what I'm doing, but it's not reflect, that's not it, that, and it's not reflecting itself in sales of my DVDs or my Blu-rays or the donation or support. We had very few, DVD or Blu-ray orders. I thought we would have had a bunch, more of those. We had the initial, pre-orders and a few after that, man, but we haven't hardly sold any. And, you know, I mean, as much as I've gone in, it has gone into this film for the past couple of years, that's troubling to me. You know, it does start to make you feel that, you know, I mean, I'll never give up hope, but it does start to make you feel sometimes that we're fucked and people just don't care. And no matter what you do or how hard you try or how much you attempt to put into doing your part, in the end, you know, nothing is going to come of it except a bunch of heartache and misery for you. That's how I feel. I'm sorry that I feel that way, but I do feel that way. Because that's what it seems reflected. I mean, people are just too brainwashed, man. People are so goddamn brainwashed by everything, by their own bullshit, most of all, but I mean, by media and culture and programming and Madison Avenue and everything else. But we're fighting a fight here. You understand that those of you who have been smart enough to unplug yourself from the whole mainstream Patriot movement, truth movement, Ron Paul, Alex Jones end of things, those of you who have been lucky enough to pull yourself away from that, you know, you got to understand these guys are funded in a major way. And for the people like myself who are not participating in that, and in fact trying to get the word out to who these people really are and what they're really connected to, as I'm trying to do, you know, we don't have a war chest. We don't have any big financial backers. We have nobody who's come forward for this cause yet. That's troubling to me. The evidence is there in spades what these people are up to, and as I'm going to talk about here in just a bit, they are proving every prediction I've made about Ron Paul, the truth movement, and the elections over the past 4 years now. That's coming to fruition, folks. We're going to talk about it here tonight. But you know, the, all these big operations are funded in big ways. And the fact of the matter is that if there's going to be any resistance at all, and any kind of exposing at all to the people who are attempting to brainwash everybody and get everybody on a side so they can get us in armed conflict and get us fighting with each other so they really have an excuse to take our guns, which is exactly what Alex Jones and Ron Paul and all these guys are there to do. They're there to make sure that you're, that our guns get taken away. By getting all you assholes to think it's the revolution. Any revolution that's, it is sparked by any of these guys and these talking heads and political pundits and presidential candidates, anything else, you need to run from and run from fast. I don't care if it's Ron Paul, Alex Jones, Glenn Beck, doesn't matter. But the fact of the matter is, man, I'm kind of alone with the exception of Lee Rogers and a few other people out there, man. We're the small minority exposing this. And if you can't see this for what it is, I'm sorry, it may be too far gone. I'm starting to lose hope over here, to be honest with you. I'm starting to lose hope that that any of this is even worth doing. And there is a part of me sometimes that just says, you know what, fuck it. Fuck these people. Fuck all of them. I don't give a fuck what happens to these cocksuckers. Let them all burn. They want to fucking run around and kill each other and have their little revolution and Ron Paul Patriot movement with armed conflicts. Fucking let them do it. Let them all fucking kill each other, you know? Maybe that's what we need. Maybe we do need this to happen. Maybe I'm wrong up here trying to expose this and talk about this. Maybe we need this to happen so we'll get rid of some of these cocksuckers. In large, I mean, there are, you know, there are a lot of people walking around out there, folks, dead already. You see them every day. You probably know some of them. Hopefully you're not one of them, but, you know, probably are some of you out there. Hate to say it. So we need some people to step up to the plate. We need people that want to step up to the plate and support the cause. Fact of the matter. Nobody is exposing these clowns in a bigger way than or attempting to than I am at this point. Lee Rogers, he's it. Me and Lee Rogers, that's it. I don't know if we really know if anybody else is really doing it, to be honest with you. That's pretty much it. But me and him, well, nobody's doing it bigger than we are. And so that's why you need to support us. Because when they got, you know, I mean, it's listen to this, man. I've been telling you. I started predicting in 2008, right after Obama was elected, that in the 2012 elections, you would see a patriot movement, truth movement related event that would most likely involve Ron Paul and the Ron Paul campaign. They do it in broad daylight, fake something, do something in broad daylight, and then use that to enrage Ron Paul supporters, Alex Jones supporters, truth movement people, patriot movement people, all of this. And then after a while, for the past couple of years, 2009, 2010, 2011, I started saying, well, you know, they'll probably let him go all the way. They'll let him go all the way. Then they'll hack it. They'll use one of their gov-, because that's what the media is portraying now. Because Ron Paul is now, according to the New York Times, Ron Paul has now moved into the lead in Iowa. New York Times Iowa forecasts, which are designed to be quite aggressive, have had a big reaction to the new public policy polling survey published last Sunday, showing that Newt Gingrich's support is badly slipping in Ohio, and Ron Paul is now moving into the lead. And Fox News is already saying if Ron Paul wins in Iowa, it doesn't count. Just straight up. So I believe that what's going to end up happening here, and I've been saying this for a couple of years, and those of you who know me and been listening to the show for a while can verify and vouch for me that I've been saying this for the longest time. There is going to be an event surrounding the Ron Paul campaign during this election cycle. And it's going to be used in an attempt. They're going to try and make it look like, you know, there's chicanery going on. Ron Paul, they'll let him win. Then they'll claim it's hackers. They'll claim it's, you know, the anonymous or the LulzSec hackers or whatever that shit is. And then because there's obviously fraud, they'll have all kinds of evidence. They'll have everything traced back to who it is. And then because there's fraud, they'll have to call off the whole thing. They'll have to discount all of that stuff. And then the Patriot movement and the conspiracy mongers will start saying, oh, they're screwing Ron Paul because they don't want freedom. And then what's going to happen, folks? They're going to get their armed conflict. Listen to this. This is from the Associated Press. Iowa GOP worried by hacker threat to caucus vote. This is real now. Ron Paul has, I mean, this came out today, ladies and gentlemen. This article from the Associated Press happened simultaneously, folks, with them announcing, with the New York Times announcing that Ron Paul's now in first place in Iowa. They are going forward with something I have been telling you about for the past few years. If you want me to continue to bring you information like this, you've got to support our work. I can't believe it's happening. Folks, you understand that that's why I've been exposing Ron Paul and all these connections to the CMP types. Go watch Secret Riot Volume 1, all that stuff with Ken Blackwell and his involvement with all these CMP types that were rigging the election in Florida. Guess who else was involved in that? Adnan Khashoggi. All of his buddies were involved in that. One of those Genesis Front companies was involved in the rigging of the election for Bush in 2000. So the people who pulled that off are Ron Paul's cronies, Alex Jones too. They're going to hack this thing and fake this thing and do it in broad daylight, and they're going to use this to enrage Ron Paul supporters and right-wingers and these nutters in general that have been brainwashed by Alex Jones and the rest of these phony right-wingers all the way to the bank. This is unbelievable. I can't believe I'm about to read this to you. I about shit on myself when I read this tonight. I have been telling you folks since right after Obama was elected, I started seeing this stuff popping up saying, if they were from Truther website, saying Palin Paul 2012. And I went, oh my God, really? I was like, the people probably would buy into that, into a Sarah Palin, Ron Paul ticket. Because all the Ron Paul brainwashed flunkies and Jones Kool-Aid drinkers would all justify it saying, well, you know, it's okay that he's up there with Sarah Palin, you know, whatever gets him in there. You know, they use whatever excuse to justify it. And, I mean, immediately, I said, watch. They're going to have a massive psychological operation. It's going to be used to foment civil war and civil unrest. So they have people to put in these FEMA camps. So why do you think they're initiating all this America combat zone bullshit right now? They want you to think it's for something else, but it's for this event that they're planning here. Taking seriously an apparent threat from a notorious collective of computer hackers, the Iowa Republican Party is boosting the security of the electronic system it will use in 2 weeks to count the first votes of the 2012 presidential campaign. Investigators don't know if the threat is authentic, but it has nonetheless led the state party to confront a worst-case scenario. Their fear, an Iowa caucus marred by hackers who corrupt the database, used to gather votes and crash their website, used to inform the public about the results that can shape the campaign for the White House. With the eyes of the media on the state, the last thing we want to do is have a situation where the trouble is with the reporting system, said Wes Enos, a member of the Iowa GOP Central Committee and a political director for Minnesota's Representative Michelle Bachmann's campaign in the state. We don't want that to be the story. Guarantee you, Jones and the rest of these clowns are already on air saying, Fox, they're gonna rig the election. They're going to steal it from Ron Paul. They're going to steal it. That's what they always say. They stole the election. Who do you think was it that started all the stuff about Kennedy stealing the election, the John Birch Society? You understand, the whole conspiracy end of all of this stuff, the anti, all of this stuff, all has its roots in white supremacy and white nationalist organizations within the United States. Folks, Revelo Oliver, talk about him. I mean, the guy's name's a fucking palindrome. You don't get much more of an agent than that. This guy, 2 weeks after Kennedy's assassinated, writes the first paper on conspiracies relating to the Kennedy assassination. Guess who publishes it? Of course, the John Birch Society. And right there was the epicenter and ground zero for what became the right-wing conspiracy genre. Revelo Oliver went on very shortly after that to form the National Alliance. I have a clip of him from the National Youth Alliance, which was the fucking Hitler Youth, folks. I mean, my God, come on. And he went on to form that with William Luther Pierce, who wrote the Turner Diaries. So from the very beginning, of the John Birch Society conspiracy culture, folks. From the very beginning all the way to the modern day, you have connections with white nationalists and white supremacist groups all the way to the bank. Ron Paul has connections to these guys. And he's trying to disavow that ever since he's been trying to run for president over the past few years, and it's coming back to haunt him now. And this is what they're going to do, folks. They're gonna rig this, and they're going to rig it so he wins. Then they're going to simultaneously rig it so that he wins, and then they're going to discount that and say, oh, that doesn't count. There were hackers, and, you know, and then everybody, and all Jones is going to get up there and say, this is, oh, my God, red alert, get lock and load, folks. Lock and load. We got to storm Washington. Ah, whack, whack, whack. We've got to have violent revolution over this. They stole the election from Ron Paul. You need to get mad and lock and load. I mean, I can hear it now. It's unbelievable, folks. I mean, I've seen this coming for so long, and it's unbelievable that here it is. I mean, they're openly talking about this, already saying, oh, well, you know, we've got reports. Confident in the existing safeguards protecting the vote count itself, Enos and other members of the party central committee told the Associated Press they recently authorized additional security measures aimed at ensuring hackers are unable to delay the release of caucus results. The state GOP fears such a delay could disrupt the traditional influence of Iowa's first-in-the-nation vote. Candidates who do well tend to gain momentum in the presidential race, while those finishing at the back of the pack may drop out. Experts in computer security said such concerns are valid. The whole, again, just like I've talked about with government systems, how you know it's an op and how you know they're lying to you is when they tell you that this came from the result of a hack from an internet, from the internet. Government systems do not operate on the existing internet. They have internal systems. You can't just access, you know, covert. People have this thing in their head where they believe that if you just did the right hacking and you knew the right way to do it or whatever have you, knew the right techniques, you could hack into, you know, UFO files from Area 51 or something. It's just not that way, folks. These systems aren't online, and the idea that they propagate this to the general public when they know for a fact it's not true and even admit that that's not true in TV shows and writings and everything else. Why do you need to have something that tallies votes be online? Most of these systems are always offline and are systems that are that just do the operations of tallying votes. A number cruncher, not something that's hooked to the internet or anything. So this shouldn't even be a possibility. And that's how you know that this is an operation, and the fact that they are trying to propagate this is even a possibility. You're sitting here and tell me that you have to have the systems that tally votes online connected bullshit. They're just number crunchers, man. But that's what they want you to believe, and they want you to believe that, you know, Pentagon computers are on the regular old everyday internet, and you can go and hack those too. It's all lies. You can hack a power plant if you want. No, those systems have never been. There's never been a need for those systems to be online. If I were one of these hacktivists who had no scruples, I would be really strongly tempted to see if I could get into the computer and see if I could make it. Make SpongeBob SquarePants win. A former activist for Occupy Des Moines, Clark Davidson, said he has posted the two-minute video on YouTube after masked men left it in his tent near the state capitol on November 3rd. Oh, so they're saying this originated from some, you know, faceless entity at some Occupy camp in Des Moines, Iowa. So, yeah, some random guy said, oh, I don't know, man. Some guy just rolled up and gave me this video, told me to put it online. Yeah, okay. The video claims to be from Anonymous, a loosely organized group of hackers that has claimed credit for attacks on targets ranging from the Peruvian government to PayPal. And by the way, maybe that's, you know, I don't know if anybody's had any problems with our PayPal, but I'm starting to think it has because we hadn't gotten anything in so long. It's been over a week since we gotten anything in. I've been wondering if something was going on with that. But yeah, Anonymous, all these guys, I mean, all these hackers work for the federal government, folks. I mean, these are government employees. Let's see. What else this says in this article? Let me get back to it. Sorry. It features a computer-generated voice denouncing what it calls a corrupt political system that favors corporations and calls on supporters to peacefully shut down the first in the nation Iowa caucuses. I mean, folks, I mean, are you seeing what I'm seeing here? They're going to do this. They're going to pull this off, and they're going to make this look like, you know, oh my God, they won't let Ron Paul be president. Well, they won't give him a chance because he's against the powers that be. He's against bullshit. He's establishment as much as anything else. And his involvement in this operation that we are going to see play out proves beyond any shadow of a doubt that he is one of their operators, and he is not your friend, your buddy, or anything else, folks. He's a politician, a career politician at that. But I really freaked out when I read this today because I was sitting there, my God, they're going to do it. They're going to go forward with what I've been saying for the past few years. And then when I saw the fact that there's Ron Paul moving into first place, according to the New York Times, there's Fox News simultaneously saying, well, if he wins, it doesn't count because, it'll just be because a bunch of hackers. See, they built the precedent for this back during the last campaign because every time he'd win, he would win one of the straw polls or win something else, they would completely not report that. They would, if John McCain won a poll, they would blast it all over the news. But if Ron Paul won, they would say, oh, well, it doesn't count. There was a Fox News one like that. Oh, that doesn't count. That's just a bunch of Ron Paul flunkies who just, you know, did it over and over again. And so, you know, it's not accurate. And then he kept winning them. They were saying, oh, that's not accurate here. This is all an operation. And this was, I remember when this was launched, I can remember listening to the Alex Jones show when he really started launching this idea of Ron Paul being merged into the conspiracy truth movement, patriot movement, whatever have you, and really starting to, make him the preferred candidate of people who still have faith in our system of government. But it's just, we need to put the right people in there. Yeah. No. Our whole country was set up from the jump, street folks, as an extension of a power structure that was already there. You need to get over this idea that somehow this country was started for you and me. It was not. It was started as another way to extend the power of the ruling class and to create more slaves to propagate their system and their plan into the future. They try to tell you there's some bygone time where people were freer than they are now, and that's just flat not true, folks. I mean, yeah, it was a lot harder for them to tell what you were doing when they didn't have computer systems and everything around, and so I guess in a way people were freer then, but we've never really truly been free. And we wouldn't know what to do with that, even if we were. We wouldn't know how to operate. They've had this thing going for so long that we wouldn't know how to just go about our own business and live our lives if we didn't have this system in place. We wouldn't. We'd be lost. We could figure it out eventually, and we'd get by. But that's what keeps people sucking on the teeth. It's that they're too scared of anything other than life as it is. I don't know what else to say. I'm utterly blown away and shocked, and I'm also burnt out, man. I've worked extremely hard this year. This has been a hell of a year for me, man. with my losing my dad and my uncle this year, and lost my grandmother last year. I've worked my ass off the past few months getting this movie done. Oh, it's the holidays, and you know, I don't know. I'm just feeling kind of hopeless about all this shit right now. I just feel like I keep putting everything I got into this, and I'm getting nothing back in return. No appreciation. No help. No. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about any of this anymore. I hope that I'll be able to take a break or take a vacation or something after I get this movie out and get everything out, you know, everything shipped out and done. I don't know. Get refreshed to get back into this stuff. Cause I mean, I'm already researching, doing, already collating the new information for the next film for the series. I mean, for a Rock Wall film, which I think, like I've said before, is going to expand to something a lot more than that. And in fact, I've located another, I've located several other ancient, well, I've located another wall. The New York Times reported on this. It's about 150 miles. It's down towards Austin. New York Times reported, I think, in the 40s or 50s. I can't remember when this was ran, but they discovered this 20-mile underground city, just 150 miles from where Rockwall is. And they say it's bigger than it dwarfs the Great Wall of China. And it's out in the middle of nowhere in a small town, and I want to go investigate it. I want to go look that up. You know, I think Scott, one of our supporters and listeners, was asking, you know, oh, well, you know, what's going to be the budget for the next film and all this stuff? And you know, like I said before, those things are hard to tell ahead of time. With this one, it's going to require, you know, this is not going to be a film I'm going to be able to make, you know, $100 here, $200 there, $1,000 here, like I made this last one. This is going to require a big amount of money up front that I can have as a budget to work with. And when that's gone and that's it. But I mean, it's just going to be travel expenses and stuff like that. But, I'm already working on putting together framework and basically what I want, you know, because you got to have a plan. You got to have a blueprint. I'm really trying to lay this stuff out for how, you know, because before it can take shape, before I can do anything else, because, you know, you got to have something you're trying to say and put forward. And I think the fact there's been very little discussion on some of these, I mean, there's so many ancient sites and ancient things that have been discovered in the United States alone that largely have been ignored or attempted to be covered up or something else. I don't know what it's like. There's a lot of history here in the United States that people just want to keep covered up. And you got to imagine, as you know, when you start to dig, that you always find that it's because, it's something that challenges their power structure and everything. I don't know. I think I'm done tonight. I'm just not into this tonight. I don't know what it is. I'm just not feeling it. It's just when I start the show pissed off, or if I'm pissed off before, it just, you know, I'm just pissed off because I had to drain my bank account to pay the goddamn stream bill, and we just had no help, and you know, DVDs are going to be here this week, and I got to cash ship that out and all that stuff. It's just I don't know. I'm just fucking burnt. So I'm leaving it there. I'm out of here. Bye.